In his newest encyclical, Pope Benedict calls for a new world financial order guided by ethics, human dignity, and the search for the common good. The document outlines the goals and values that the faithful must defend to ensure solidarity among all peoples and true human development. The Pope said the current global economic crisis was clear proof of the pernicious effects of sin in the economy and urged financiers to rediscover ethics in their dealings. He also urged wealthier countries to increase development aid to poor countries to help eliminate world hunger, saying that peace and security depended on it. Stefano Zamagni, professor of political economy at Italy's Bologna University, was one of the Pope's principal economic advisers during the writing of the encyclical. He shared his insights about the document with my colleague Veronica Scarisbrook. We had the first part of that interview on yesterday's programme, and now let's hear the second and final part.
In the fourth chapter, Pope Benedict, among other things, points out how while in opulent societies people claim the right to the superfluous, in other areas of the world people lack basic necessities such as water and food. Does the Pope make any suggestions in terms of attempting to find ways of including the excluded?
Yes. Again, the proper word in this regard is solidarity. We know that there are two types of solidarity, what are called productive solidarity and redistributive solidarity. Now, so far, when the attention was given to the poor in generic terms, the temptation has always been to try to cope the problems of the poor with redistributive policies. In other words, I am richer than you, I put my hand in my pocket and I try to give you some of my money. That is okay, but that is, technically speaking, that is called philanthropy. Now, the true solidarity is different. Is when I try to help you to become free from your need. Now, this concept of solidarity, which I call productive solidarity, it's an old one. It appeared for the first time in 1137, in a famous document called Carta Caritatis. Carta means charter, like, yeah, Caritatis. And that was the result of San Bernard Chiaravalle, of the sister senses. They were the first school of economic thought. The fact is that most economists do not know these things. That is why they keep on saying things which are obsolete. Now, in Carta Caritatis, the basic idea is the best way to help the poor is to teach them to work, to modify the rules of the economic game in such a way that they can be internalized into the market. Now, this idea was taken later, two centuries later, by the Franciscans, by a famous dictum which circulated in the culture of the time, which says, alms help to survive, but not to live, since to live is to produce, and alms giving do not help producing. That is a fascinating dictum which already circulated in the 14th century, but which we have forgotten because we keep on pretending to cope with the problems of the poor in assistentialistic, paternalistic way. That is, no, even particularly in these days when major African economists, they say to us, Western people, stop giving aid, because they get aid in financial terms which goes to Africa, goes in the pockets of the leaders. Most of them are corrupted and not to the real needy.
So the Pope suggests a long-term vision.
Yes.
The next chapter sees Pope Benedict insisting as to how Christianity can only contribute to development if God finds a place in the public arena. Isn't this idea rather far-fetched? Not everybody believes in God, and it might not apply to many of the movers and shakers of the world economy.
No, it certainly could be like that. The point is that, as we know, the Christian conception of God is different from the conception of other religions. And perhaps the best way to understand that is to remind ourselves what the fathers of the Church, 4th, 15th and 6th century, so a long time ago, used to call incarnation. Incarnation is one of the most important mysteries of the Christian faith. They called incarnation Sacrum Commercium, which means sacred trade. Unbelievable, already in those days, because according to the Christian vision of God, God is not somebody, is somebody who has created the world but has not finished it. So human beings have to finish the work started by God. That is why incarnation, that is the message of incarnation. We are not supposed simply to pray, but we have to act, to produce operations, to produce operas in one direction or the other.
Finally, the Holy Father warns against the danger of globalization replacing ideology with technology. Is he getting at anything in particular there?
Yes, there is this new ideology which says everything which is possible should and could be done. That is an ideology because puts the principle of efficiency as if it were the only principle of our society. That is true because efficiency is a very important principle, but it belongs to the order of means, not to the order of ends. Everybody should be efficient. But what for? It's a moral and a political decision. You cannot say, I do that, I perform that way because I want to be efficient. That is nonsense, or at best is tautological. You have to say, my target is so and so, and because of that, I want to be efficient. That is the new technological ideology which confuses efficiency, which is a mean to make it an end.
So in a nutshell, this long-awaited encyclical calls for a radical rethinking of economics so that it's not guided not simply by profits, but by an ethics which is people-centered, right?
Yes. Again, there is an important passage in the encyclical when the Pope says it is obvious that economics should be married with ethics.
That was Stefano Zamagni talking to Veronica Scarisbury.